What's going on? What's going on? Alex Pardo here, and we got episode 385 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing, my friends? It's awesome. It's amazing to be on here. And I'm excited about what I want to share with you today. And this is going to be a little bit different. So I just got back a couple of weeks ago from a mastermind retreat, one of the ones that I'm a part of. And you guys know, obviously Steve and I run a mastermind and coaching group, Ascend. I'm a part of two other masterminds. I've been a part of groups, high level groups like this for the better part of a decade. And at times on and off, and that's one of the mistakes I think I've made is, being unplugged from this group, from groups, the right groups. I've noticed a big difference in my life and in my business, as opposed to when I am plugged in and when I'm surrounded by the right kinds of people. And one of the things I want to do is right now is there's not going to be so much of a rhyme or reason to some of the things that I'm sharing with you, but they're just a few of the highlights. There were so many takeaways and things that we're going to be implementing in the business. And matter of fact, there were so many nuggets, I would say, but there's only a couple of things that we're going to be implementing because you can't overwhelm yourself. Well, I think one of the challenges when you get in groups like this is you, aside from the networking and the relationship building and the fact that you walk out thinking bigger, is you sometimes can be overwhelmed with the amount of information. And I want to highlight that while there was a ton of nuggets, there's only a few things that are going to be implemented in the business. And one main thing that was going to be implemented, in my life. And I want to start with that one because it's what's most important. One of the deep dives that we did with somebody in our group, and that's what's so powerful about, the right types of groups is oftentimes I get so much more value from other people's turns, hot seats, whatever you want to call them, than sometimes I even do from my own. And, we were pouring into one particular guy's life and business, and he was really just struggling finding his passion and what he's supposed to be doing with his life, and just not really feeling all that happy. Like, things weren't bad. Business was pretty good. Life was pretty good. But he kind of just felt like he was treading water. I don't know. Maybe you can relate to that feeling. Maybe right now you're at a point in your life or in your business where like things are okay, right? They might be average, or there might be like, you just don't feel like you're getting ahead. You might feel like there's more. And somebody asked a question and it sparked a conversation, and there was three questions that came from it. And I want to ask you, I want to share with you these three questions. Now, for some people listening that might not be spiritual, that's fine. Replace the word God with whatever it is that you believe is a higher power or a higher being. For me, it's God. And I have no question about that. But for you, it might be the universe. It might be whatever. It doesn't really matter. So I don't want you to get like, if you don't believe in God, or if God is not a big part of your life, or if you're not spiritual, whatever the case might be, I don't want you to get hung up on the word. I just want you to just hear the question out and then replace that word with whatever it is that you think is bigger than you, if that makes any sense. But here are the three questions. Number one, is God really the CEO of your life? Is God the CEO of your life? That was a question that was asked, and it hit me right between the eyes, and it got me to thinking, well, forget about my words, but what are my actions? Do my actions show that God is the CEO of my life? Do I put him first? Do I put, right? So that was something that really resonated with me. Here's the second one. What does God want for my life? Right? Because you can pursue all the desires that you want. You can go after all the material things. You can go after whatever it is you want. You can go after it. But until you do what the Lord wants, you're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to be fulfilled. And that really, really just, it landed home with me. Right? So I remember about a year or so ago, matter of fact, this is this is so ironic that I'm sharing this with you because that's not even the plan. But the day that this podcast was released, depending on when you're listening to it, is Thursday, February 6th. Well, if you're listening to this on anytime between February 5th and February 9th, I'm in Guatemala, in Antigua, Guatemala, on a mission trip. And it was exactly a year ago, almost to the day, where I found myself in the same shoes that this particular guy that's a part of my mastermind was in, feeling like God has been tapping me on the shoulder, feeling like there's something more, something bigger that I'm supposed to do with my life. Aside from the podcast and aside from just the day-to-day course of my life, I felt like there was a better way to impact and help people. And I methodically and strategically went to work with my coach, with my, you know, mentors, with my peer group. And I started doing the inner work. And I started asking myself difficult questions. And it took about a 5-6 month period, 4 to 5 month period, I should say. And Ascend was born. And that's what came out of doing that hard work. And I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more fulfilled with the 30 or so people that were coaching and masterminding with and pouring into. And so what does God want for your life? Right. And I just want you to think about that. And again, for if it's not God for you, it's the universe, if whatever it is, are you following that path? You know, and our coach, you know, when this conversation was sparked, started talking about how, you know, spend time in prayer. And he even talked about going on a long fast. And I forget what resource he shared that talked about, like, when we're kind of in when we experience hunger, pain, and when we're fasting, that's when we're weakest is when you hear God's roar, right? When we're weak and in hunger, that's when God's whisper becomes a roar, was the exact words that he used. And I want to give him credit for it, Steve Cook. And it really, it just connected with me. I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. You know, so is God the CEO of my life? What does God want for my life? And then lastly, what does God want me to do with my business? You know, my business has taken a different shape over the course of the last 6 to 9 months. And I could not be, when I was in the middle of it, you know, there was moments of kind of, not self-doubt, but there was moments of like, is this the path I want to go down? Am I doing the right thing? Do I want to continue to kind of go down the path of growing a bigger team and all the moving parts and scaling and all that kind of stuff? You know, last year things were happening in the business where I realized that growing and scaling and hiring a bigger team and just bigger overhead and more deals and more revenue and hopefully more profit, that just wasn't what I wanted for my business. And at the time when I was going, I'm so, looking back on it now, I'm so glad that things happened the way they did. And now we're a much smaller team, more profitable. And this is just, it's a better feel and fit for what I want. And as a result, our team is winning more. But I didn't ask myself that question, you know, last year, but now I'm asking, what does God really want me to do with my business? And so anyway, those are three questions, three powerful questions that I wanted to share with you. I realized that this might be a polarizing podcast and I'm perfectly fine with that. You know, if this doesn't connect with you, you know, I encourage you to plug into any one of the other 384. I'm sure there's going to be one or two in there that can help you in some way, shape, or form, whether it's life or business. Hopefully, there's many more than that. But for those of you that this isn't polarizing or this doesn't where this does make sense, ask yourself those three questions, and I want you to challenge me to do the same. You know. My plan is to ask myself this question every day. You know, is God really the CEO of my life? What does God want me to do with my life? And what does God want me to do with my business? Ask those questions. And in time, it may be quick. It may take a while, but in time, the answers will reveal themselves, or I should better say he will reveal those answers to you. And then what you choose to do with that is on you. Right. But, yeah, I'm kind of at a loss for words because it really connected with me. And as I'm recording this podcast, I'm just thinking about it, and I'm thinking about the fact that, you know, I've never really asked myself those questions. And when I heard it, I was like, wow, that, I don't know, it just did something for me. So anyways, I kind of just had a moment of vulnerability there. And I kind of, to a certain degree, almost forgot I'm recording this podcast, you know, and I'm pausing and I'm just kind of in deep reflection mode. So anyway, I realize this podcast is probably not going to land home with a lot of people, and that's okay. But if it connects with one person, it was so worth it. And if there's somebody that you think needs to hear this message, then I encourage you to share this with them. You know, that's all I ask. So my friends, I appreciate you. I thank you. You guys mean a lot to me. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Whether you've expressed it to me on social, or I've gotten an email or a text, even if you haven't, but you appreciate it and you've gotten something from this, thank you. Genuinely, genuinely mean that. So anyway, that's all I got for you on today's episode. And I'm going to share with you probably a handful of other things I took away. Some are going to be big, some are going to be small, but things that I think nevertheless can have an impact on your life and in your business. So appreciate you, and we'll connect in the next one. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.